Welcome back, everybody. We are once again here for another One Great Work Warrior roundtable discussion. I want to welcome everybody here, and this is going to be one great, this is going to be a great show, one I'm looking forward to, and I just want to hand it off to Derek to kick it off and let people know what this is going to be all about. So, Derek, take it away, my friend.
Sure, yeah. Welcome, everyone, One Great Work Warriors. We got folks on the West Coast of California, East Coast, from the North and South, and even the Great North up in Canada, and the Yucatan Peninsula with Jerry and myself out here in France. We're a little bit in that Northern Hemispherical map, so where y'all at? Thank you for tuning in, and yes, we are getting into a second edition of The Art of the Craft, or The Heart of the Craft. Where your passion and compassion resides and where you're able to be from that point and manifest something for the greater good beyond yourself, but for yourself as well. And you can exemplify that and take it to so many aspects of your artifacts and speaking forth of the art of facts. And we have a really cool segment where all of us, you know, pre-recorded 8 minutes of our own kind of workings of how we, you know, make our content, if you will, or material, whatever people want to call it. It's not to devaluate it or depreciate it, but we are trying to appreciate and up-level our refinement of, you know, how we, you know, make videos and whatever type of material that is getting the great work across to others to educate others. So, yeah, I guess we might start with mine because it's a good thing because it kind of goes through a little bit of a daily routine and we're, you know, awakening from just the daily operation, as I like to call it. So, what do we got to do today? Had a great watch party session with the Sound Path to Freedom folks. And I gotta whip up a new little intro. Let's see what's going on. And you guys know what's going on with this?
It's vital. Did you follow my path? Did it spiral? If you choose to come, follow each step I guide you with.
New project. I'm using CapCut. I know I shouldn't, but I am not acclimated enough for other things to teach something properly. Buckle up. This is going 10 times speed, so yeah, might be hard to follow, but it's just to give you an idea. So, introduction. I'm recording a quick little snippet of some music to play during this little introduction, which is just a quick screen capture recording of just scrolling through the soundpath.org website. It's been updated quite a bit since then, so please check that out and save the date. It'll be awesome to just see some cool, conscious music in this special gathering. So anyways, as you see, yeah, through the the thumbnail, I like to do that just, you know, right before it transitions into the actual roundtable recording. So this is just how I kind of spruce things up. And you guys can find different ways to do whatever, right? So, yeah, take into consideration all types of media that you could apply to this in regards to the relevance of the subject matter, the people you're collaborating with, or things that you're referencing, logos, you know, music-wise, you know, be creative, yeah? This is what this is about. I'm just trying to find files for the outro at this point. I had some pre-recorded stuff that I like to just throw on. Have it kind of transition a little bit into the, towards the end there. And then, you know, timing can be everything sometimes. It's just part of sprucing it up, you know. So yeah, just bringing a little bit more life into the introduction and outro to get a little bit more attention grabbiness, if you will, but and the outro, thinking about YouTube, you know, with the you know, next video recommendation, you know, 30-second block.
You hear that shit? It's pretty wild, huh? Those are the cicadas, and you best believe we got a lot of them around every year this time, my friend, and voila, living a good life out here. I just want you guys to know that, recognize and realize that I've been grounded here for about a good 2 years, and I've been able to work my magic, finally, back again, in so many different ways, and just expanding the networks and the cross-pollinations and the collaborations and some other works that I've been meaning to do for quite some time. And other things have just popped into my mind and it's like, oh shit, this, gotta do a video on this. Bam, like right now. It's not always like that, but sometimes you feel compelled, but then like you think about it more and then like you want to tack on so many more things, and what would you would think would be like a 5-minute video, it turns out to be like a 15-20 minute video with a fuck ton of edits included and that kind of stuff, and that takes time. So voila, I make the free time to do this right all the time for about over a dozen fucking years, and it still feels like it's the beginning sometimes, you know. I don't know why, but maybe it's because I keep things fresh. And nevertheless, hope y'all are trying to do that too in whatever ways that you work in magic, you know. I'm trying to inspire and motivate people to just be that shining light wherever you are across the map and all that, you know. So, yeah.
Cheers.
little work, a little cool view.
I got gifts that are spiritual, from audio to visual.
All right, thanks, Derek. What else you got to say about that one?
Yeah, you know, just a day in life. Wanted to show people that, you know, this is literally a daily operation. I don't know what is within me, this, you know, will force, life force, whatever, that just compels me to stay on these types of creations, like, all day, every day. Like, I like to use the term, like, I'm always tinkering around with little things. Like, one of those last couple of videos, you know, you see me in the blue tank top and stuff. I recorded that, you know, a month ago. I didn't even consider it for this gathering, but it just tied in to a good degree. And I have over 200 videos that I've just done like this, and I've never released them in public, but they're still there. And it's just helped me still just, you know, refine my craft and my articulation and stuff, and this, the art of persuasion, that's been always a key thing in the back of my mind, of just, you know, how we really need to, you know, word the messages in ways that are palpable for, you know, all types of people in whatever levels they're at, to whatever degree they can hear things that can resonate and all these things. You know, it's like you listen to music or in other podcasts and whatever the hell, a lot of stuff can go over people's heads. You know, how can we, you know, break things down a little bit more simplistically and all this stuff? Because, you know, like, we have to consider who our audience is and what our target audience is as well, in regards to who needs to hear these things the most. All right. So, yeah, just it was fun making this, and yeah, just showing you guys, you know, kind of how I literally do that. You know, wake up, make some coffee, whatever, and then just, you know, get on the boards and just, you know, catch up on, you know, messages and whatever. And I have some things on my mind sometimes. I just freestyle part of my life, and I might have some ideas of, oh yeah, I did do this for a video, or you know we just did a recording the other night and I had some things fresh on that. Like, oh yeah, I want to make some video edits or make a thumbnail on this and add some visual, you know, elements, whatever, right? So, you know, it all kind of comes to me quite synchronously, yet, you know, you have to work for it. You have to really magnetize what it is you are trying to manifest and all these things. So yeah, and that's all I got. I'm not gonna ramble on anymore, but yeah, I hope that helps anyone with the anything that could help with them and their, you know, content creation and all that stuff, even though it's kind of a cliche term, but whatever, we're not about that YouTubery up in here, but you know, cheers. So next we got a I don't know if anyone's got to say anything afterwards, but I know we're on a time limit and we're going on to the next one, which is going to be Jerry. So yeah, what's good out in the Yucatan Peninsula? And
welcome all to this video of the One Great Work Warriors titled The Art of the Craft 2. My name is Jerry, and if you've been watching our videos, you know that we like to teach spirituality and natural law and objective morality, which is kind of natural law but distinguishable. And I just want to start off by saying that I have not rewatched the first episode or the part one of The Art of the Craft, because I'm just going to speak what I have to say and teach you off of the top of my head. That way you can hopefully gain something from what I have to say that I share rather than not. So I just want to thank the One Great Work Warriors first and foremost, really quick. Rick, Jim, Brandon, Chris, and Derek, because without you guys, there would be no One Great Work Warriors, and we wouldn't be collaborating on providing knowledge to the people, valuable knowledge that they need to hear. So I'm going to first get into, what am I going to share? I'm actually going to do it live, as I already am, and do a, what's it called? I'm going to create some videos, 2-minute videos for my channel. And the first one is talking about the book Uncompromised by Ron Renaud. So I started doing a book review and I didn't complete it because I was compromising what I said I would do. I wasn't living in integrity. And if I'm not living in integrity, then that affects all areas of my life, and I'm not really able to move on to pursue higher goals and do what's needed to be a conscious human being. So I just wanted to share really quick that I think the book is fascinating. I'm rereading it right now for the second time. Well, because when I was doing the book review, I was reading the chapters, and then I was doing the chapter review, but right now I'm just reading it for my own sake, for my own pleasure, and the book is fascinating. It really encapsulates why, like, one compromises and doesn't do what they say they would do, and it gives examples of people who live an uncompromised life, who are great people, aspirational people, and as well examples of someone who, you know, was uncompromised living and then compromised, and how that just was a whole domino effect on its own that led to lots of pain, basically. And well, I saw myself in that book a lot. Like I said, I compromised. I didn't finish doing the book review, so I'm going to start doing that. And I also read at the beginning of the book that I can only use quotations, basically, so I can't like read a whole chapter, basically. So I apologize, Ron, if you're seeing this. And yes, I highly recommend you check the book out, because we all compromise in one form or another, and it's good to know why we do that and what we can do if we compromise to return to living an uncompromised life. So thank you for listening to me, and I will do some chapter reviews on the book, just with the quotations. And now I'm going to move on to another video I said I would do on my channel, which is, what is natural law? So I did a why is natural law important video, and I said I was going to follow it up with what is natural law and how to apply it in your life. So I'm going to cram those two in into this 2-minute video. I know it requires tons of hours of education and sacrifice to learn this subject, but I'm just going to condense it now in 2 minutes and show you how I'm doing it live, doing the art of the craft. So, my art of the craft, that's what I'm doing. So, what is natural law? Natural law is essentially the unseen, they're the invisible spiritual laws that run the universe, our reality, and it's cause and effect. So essentially, if I drink this water, the effect is I'm going to go to the bathroom later on because I need to release pee and such. Now, if that weren't true, I wouldn't need to go to the bathroom later on. And I know that's false, because I will need to. Or I can say, if I don't drink this water, I can die, essentially, for dehydration. So that's cause and effect right there. That's natural law boiled down. And the message is, don't steal. How do you apply it? You don't steal from people. That's the entire message, because if you steal from people, you're going to reap those effects, and that is called slavery. So the condition right now is slavery. We're all enslaved to people stealing from one another, and therefore we're not free. We're not able to cross an imaginary line called a border of a country if we wanted to without some sort of paperwork or documentation, which is a strike against natural law. So if you want to live free, you need to teach people why natural law is important, what it is, and how to apply it in your life. And there's a ton of resources that you can watch to dig in deeper, such as Mark Passio's The Science of Natural Law documentary, his 8-hour seminar, and you can even check out Chris Nelson's natural law series and our episode on what is natural law, which is the reason why I even started doing that series, because I wanted to expand on what it is, essentially. Now, I am an integrity because I'm doing what I said I would do, even though it's not the best I could do it. But for the sake of this video, knocking those things out that's been lingering in my mind, I feel like it's a win-win. And for the listener, they kind of understand how simple it can be. It can be easy. But of course, you want to take your time with this. You want to really dive in deep. Be proactive about it, because if you're not, then your work isn't going to be the best. And this is an example of that. So learn from my lessons, from my failures, and do what you will. Put out good quality work. That is my message to you. Thank you, everyone watching this right now. I appreciate you and I love you. Right, I'm on the mic. So, yeah, it's a bit hard to watch, you know? I mean, saw the mouse scrolling a lot. But, yeah, just like I said, I wanted to do those videos that I said I would do while doing the Art of the Craft 2 video. Just wanted to knock those things out, because I'm changing as a human being. I'm no longer that person that says I'm going to do one thing and then doesn't follow through. It doesn't matter how hard, how long the task is going to take. If I said I would do something, I'm going to do it. That's the end. It's just a matter of how am I going to do it and actually scheduling it and knowing what steps I have to take, like being conscious about that. Not, oh yeah, I said I'm going to do this, but I have no idea how to do it. And then it just lingers in my mind and it just eats up space. So that's what I was talking about, compromising. And just reading that book recently kind of like reignited that passion in me to do all the things I said I was going to do. So like I said, in 2 minutes for that is natural law boiled down, really. It's like teach people to not steal from one another, because we're under objective morality, which says that if you steal from another person, then that's slavery, because they own their property. They're not your property. Therefore, you have no right to steal from them. Okay? So as long as you know that, then you know that you shouldn't be stealing from other people and causing violence to them, because then the consequences are slavery. It's really simple. I mean, this stuff can literally be taught in kindergarten and people would get it. It's really not hard. But it does take time, that's my point, to learn this stuff, because you have to really fully integrate it into your own being. It's not just, okay, I heard of this, like I know what's going on. No, it's really like live it, like really know at your soul level that you're not going to commit a crime or a wrongdoing against someone else because you love yourself. So that's like really like condensed and just a really direct message. But just like these other teachers here, they spend at least an hour, for example, on their videos explaining a concept of natural law. And that's what I want you to do. I want you to check out their work, really dive in deep into their content. I know Brandon Spencer has a playlist on natural law. I want to check that out. And then just looking at me from that video saying, oh, I'm going to do a chapter review on Uncompromised. It's like, damn, I'm adding like lot of stuff to my plate that I already have a lot of stuff, but I said it, so guess what? No excuse. I'm going to do it. And yeah, what else can I say? I mean, that's really all I want to talk about, to be honest. It's natural law. Like, what are we doing about the condition of slavery? Are we just going about our day, making money, and playing it safe? Or are we actually investing our time? Are we actually being the people required to end slavery? And one thing I've realized is that our potential is invaluable. And kind of like your video, Chris, from last Thursday, we all are valuable. And it's just a matter of realizing it. For me, it's been setting a goal so high that it gives me purpose. And it makes me snap out of that apathy and that laziness. And it makes me driven. It makes me know what I'm here to do. And it gives me purpose. So I want to introduce Jim. I know Jim.
What's up, guys? All right, so One Great Work Warriors came up with the idea to create some video, some content on how we create content. And I've been running around like crazy the last few months, and long story, I'm moving and I don't have Wi-Fi in my apartment. And so kind of by default, I created this video all by using my phone, because I wasn't able to use my computer as easily as I have been in the past until I move again in a couple. I'm in the middle of that. So I figured out that by using Canva, which is what I use, and it's an app that for my smartphone or the computer, and it works just the same either way. And so this actually forced me to use it more with the phone, and it was easy because I already understood it on the computer. And I actually found out that it even made more sense than just keeping this video on my phone and then trying to upload it onto my computer, because I was having problems with that. So anyway, by default, this is my video just using the phone. Alright, now here I am in my car. A lot of times I make videos sitting in my truck, and I don't put any content or editing on top of it. I'll use Instagram, and maybe I'll do that. I'll use the text feature on there and write a question, or do some kind of filter, which is, you know, kind of lame. But a lot of times, just the raw, spoken from the heart, kind of authentic, sitting in your car, speaking truth, you know, a lot of times that's very effective. And there's been times when I've like tried to overproduce something, and as far as metrics are concerned, you know, it doesn't seem to make any difference as far as results or who's getting to see it. But the idea is the broken record, right? Just keep being a broken record, speaking truth to morality, natural law. I know the hardest part. I do know the hardest part is getting started, right? Putting yourself out there is definitely, especially if you're an introverted, quiet kind of person, which I am, that's a hard hurdle to carry. But I've reached the point where I don't even think about it anymore. It dawned on me before I started making this video right here. I was like, oh yeah, I should talk about that, because that's really what's keeping people from creating. That's like probably the number one thing. It's not even that you don't have the skills to create content, because you don't necessarily need major editing skills. You just need a phone, you know, with a video camera. And, you know, the better the quality of your camera and all that helps. But that is definitely a big deal. Just do it. And if you are someone who's afraid to put yourself out there, just sit in your car and make videos, right? And don't post them. Just but do it. Practice. And then watch them back yourself. And knowing it, you'll say, oh, you know what? That wasn't so bad. And maybe you'll reach the point where you'll just post it, right? You know, start like that. And then just put yourself out there. It's scary. You might be surprised by the feedback. You may freak a bunch of people out. That's all part of it, because people can't stand the truth. But, all right. So now I got to go back to work. So you could do this while you're working, but I got to go. All right. So the idea is to be a broken record, right? To keep creating content, talking about morality, which to so many people, they laugh at us. They think it's childish, that morality is the solution. You know, that actually knowing the difference between right and wrong, like, they think that that's silly. But yet we totally know that that is the answer to freedom for humanity. And, you know, people think it's stupid, but yet they don't realize that stupidity is one of the main tenets of Satanism, of keeping people in stupidity, so they'll never be free, because they're never gonna agree when something is wrong, when it's always wrong when it's wrong, and it's always right when it's right. So anyway, I'm at work, I'm down in a filter room, and the point is, we're making videos with the One Great Work Warriors about creating content. And basically, you know, you can find the time to do it. Whatever, even if you're at work, you just step outside. You know, it depends on what you're doing for work. But for me, I'm able to, like, be outside and find some time to, if I have a thought, or if maybe I'm listening to something and I get inspired by something, and then I'll just make a video. I like to ask questions. That's a big part of what I do. And do know that longer form videos are better for educational reasons. But to just ask a question to someone, and maybe I hit someone with it if they watch it, during the course of their day, and then, and I'll just keep doing that, and then I'll submit it into my computer. I use Canva mostly, and that's like the easiest thing to use for me, and it's definitely like an entry level program for anyone. It's pretty simple, so I'm going to show a little bit about adding on to this video. So and it's like I'm juggling all these things, and I got like carrying plates on my heads, and I know I'm not doing something right if I'm like so out of focus. I'm really working hard towards something, creating a business and all that. So I was just trying to show, like, I do know, like, it, when it comes down to it, doing, like, the great work, you know, spreading the knowledge and truth, the morality, is the most important, like, purpose of my life. That's, so regardless of everything else going on, I do lose that focus. And
we had spoken last week about, I know I've been out of integrity with being on time and all over the fucking place, and Brandon's laughing at me. But I'm going to say that I think Brandon's shirt is really cool. Did anyone see that shirt?
I'm definitely not laughing at you.
But that shirt is cool, man.
Nah, but man, I promise I'm not laughing at you.
So I made and I got the video out, and it wasn't easy with everything else going on. I'm also moving, and I'm not trying to complain about it, but I didn't know that I feel bad that the audio was off there. It wasn't off, I guess, when I downloaded it and put it on the Trezor. Did it look off to you guys, my audio?
No.
No, it's a little quiet. It was
seemed out of sync. Like, my voice looked out of sync on my end anyway. Oh, okay, cool.
It was.
Maybe it won't be. So, but, like, I don't know. And then, like I said, I used my phone. But then I ended up having to use my computer to fix it in the end, because I couldn't download it with my phone. Like, and so I was struggling with that yesterday. But anyway, and then I end up being like a spokesperson for Canva. I'm always promoting Canva. But for me, I'm stuck with them. And I promote them because I found it easy to work with. And even if you're just using your phone, for someone who's not computer savvy, but I mean, you should keep learning and getting better, like getting better with your skills. But it's a good way in. If you want to get started. And like I said that too, because I used to do that in the beginning. I would just record videos and never play. I would practice, you know, and it's pretty cool. I did reach a point where I don't even think about it anymore. So but yeah, I think that that's just the point, is to encourage people to create. And if, you know, most of the people watching us are aware of Mark Passio's work and how important it is to spread that message. And that's what the One Great Work is all about. We are the One Great Work Warriors. And, you know, start speaking up. If you have the knowledge, put it into action. Right? If you're keeping it to yourself, you're fucking up. So. I'm passing it to Chris.
Getting started on a project called Art of the Craft 2. I'm beginning this Photoshop project. I'm looking up what are called PSD, which is Photoshop files. I think Work Warriors. All right, here's High on Hopium with the One Great Work Warriors. So this episode is not called High on Hopium. So a lot of times I do start with the title, and this one is going to be called Art of the Craft 2. All right. I think that might look cool all in one line. Find one I like, a black lens. So our background, your layers are represented over here. I touched the background and you can see it's highlighted. So you can see this blue bar here. That's the one we're working on. I'm just turn that off. I don't need that. And I don't need the balloon. All right, now I'm working with a blank slate. Change the color to black. I wonder what would happen if we... Sometimes what I do is I add a layer that is and called an adjustment layer. I like the black and white. It helps the words pop better. And then you can tint your black and white to whatever you want. Let me see, like a blue maybe. Well, I mean, that's a start. Experimenting with different colors, trying different sizes. If you link things, layers together, you can move them all together. And I'm thinking it would might look cool in this one to have this stuff all on the bottom. Okay, I kind of like that better. Add a stripe. Now let's get the paint can and we'll dump it in there. There's this opacity we can mess with. If I turn that down, how that looks. 70%. Now we have these modern AI tools. So let's say show... a group of dedicated individuals building a structure, all carrying tools and equipment and working hard to make something exquisite. Okay, let's just go with painting and generate. Look at this guy's got one arm. That doesn't work. This person's face is all busted up. That's not a very good one. So they're giving us construction job sites. This one's kind of cool in a way. I kind of like the background without the people. What I'm going to do for shits and giggles here is I probably have to rasterize. Whatever rasterize is doing, I did that. That cuts them out of the image. Now you can see through to my other image, which we don't necessarily want. Command D gets rid of those. Let's take this image. I'll use the polygon lasso tool. Find the edge of this TV. Now I'm going to copy that layer, new layer. I could name it Chris screenshot. My thought was, what if we put that, kind of superimpose the two? That way it kind of looks like a crazy cool job site in the background. And then in the foreground, it's my computer image. And then what if we put that black and white back on? Kind of blends it all together. And let's see what it looks like. We bring the faces back in. There's a way to make the lettering wider. I kind of want to try that. It makes it kind of pop out a little more. And then color just doesn't seem right on the words to me. Okay, so I'm going to call that my thumbnail. So I hit File, Save As, and I'm saving the PSD right now so I can use it next time. I want to export it as, I can either do it as a PNG or a JPEG. A lot of times we'll pick a JPEG because it's slightly smaller. I'm going to keep it at high quality. I like to do 1920 by 1080. That makes it a rectangle that will fit in a screen. Now we can put that aside. Let's open Premiere Pro and we'll put this video together. Okay, so that was the image aspect. For me, working on the thumbnail first is the best way to get started. I'm going to share with you my video editing process. I'm using Premiere Pro, which is Adobe product, and I'm going to hit new project. I'm going to call it Art of Craft 2. It's being saved to my hard drive. Here I am on the Restream, and this is the one I just recorded. It's good to save them all in the same place for the sake of using the video editing tool is why that's important, because the video editing tool doesn't store everything in its own. It's just too much. So it accesses your files where you have them stored. So it's important where you put them, because otherwise, if you move them around after you've started working in your video editing program, it gets all confused. And you'll reopen it and it'll have all these red things where it used to be images, and it's saying, I don't know where your images are. So that's why I save them purposefully where I do on my hard drive. You can see now I've dropped the video in there. I'm going to move it over just a little bit. I'm going to check my settings, sequence settings, and it is 1920 by 1080, which is what I want, 30 frames a second. That works. This is important. I just wanted to make sure it was the right size. A lot of times you bring in a different size one and you have to come over here and go to, where is it, scale to frame size to get it to look right. That's great. So now what we'll do is we will bring in our image, which I have stored here. We got this amazing thing now that's called text-based editing. And see up here in this corner, it's going to just transcribe this whole section into words. And then from there, the AI will take out things I don't want, like unnecessary words, if I want to go that far. Other thing I like to do before I share this, I usually just put, there's Command D, which puts just a fade. You can see cross dissolve. That's what that is, cross dissolve. So it kind of fades out at the end. But the other thing I like to do while I'm here is go to my audio track mixer. And in the audio track mixer, there's a drop down up here in the corner. And I like to go to special vocal enhancer and noise reduction, denoise, noise reduction, de-reverb, amplitude and compression, dynamics processing, and multi-band compressor. There's different compressors and dynamics, and you can play around with each of those knobs. But I found if I just enter those things, it improves the sound quite a bit just by doing those things. Normally, I'll play with them a little bit and see if I can improve it even a little more. So I'm watching this meter to make sure it doesn't get too loud. Let's look for a spot where it's high. You know, like you can look along this waveform and see the spots where you're really loud. Two, we're not seeing any red on the bar, which means we're pretty good. Remember when we were looking at a text? There's a button here that says filter, and I'm going to take out all pauses and hit delete all. And you can see it really chop things up. But now anywhere where I paused, it just cuts all that out. When I'm done here, I highlight this box. I go up here and I put file, export, send to media encoder. Some video editors, you don't have to do this. So I would highlight that and hit play. I would export it to wherever I've told it to. Output file. I can change that by clicking here. What I do is just go through the text and I'll look for things that don't really need to be in there. And just remove some sections till I get it to the size I want. Then I'll send it out to the media encoder. There's a lot of tools out there for free. You just type in the Google search and ask around. You'll find them. Spend a little time on YouTube. But yeah, thanks for checking us out. We'll keep doing the great work and hope you do too, folks. Bye-bye.
And so, yeah, I mean, it might sound complicated, some of the things I'm going through on there. But the truth is, like, I'm a pretty novice at this stuff. Back in 2020, I was rocking a flip phone on the construction job site, and I barely ever used a computer except when it was time to make a new resume or something like that, you know? And I got the fever to become a content creator. Podcasts changed my life. They really did. When I started listening to podcasts while I was at work, I started listening to books, and I had so many extreme life-changing, mind-opening events that I thought to myself, how could I not do this for other people? I have the skills. I'm good at communication. I was in plays as a kid. My mom taught me to vocalize and speak loudly and clearly so the audience can hear and this type of thing. So I already had those skills. And so that came naturally. And you know, like Jim talked about, there was this sort of obstacle that told me, like, I'm not good at this stuff, but, you know, I made a lot of mistakes, and our society teaches you that mistakes are bad, but they're not. Mistakes are how you decode reality. It's just a series of things that we don't know. And then as soon as you do them and you bump into the aspects that you didn't know, you now know that much more. And so you learn things by doing things, and by not doing things, you don't learn those things. And, each of the things I've learned along the way, I've made some crash and burn mistake, some episode where the audio didn't come on or there was loud crunchies, you know, and I'm listening back to that one because I did so many extreme cuts. You could really hear the and some of the cuts were kind of hard that I would have liked to gone back and smooth things out. But, you know, once you get going on a project, sometimes you have to commit. Like Jerry said in his video, it's like, you know, I'm just going to get up and just do this. And I'm going to knock out a couple of things while I'm at it. And that's a great way to go at life. I would say the biggest thing I would want to leave you with is looking back at the things I've managed to accomplish. And the most recent one being the book that I'm talking about, that I wrote. You set a date. And when you set a date and you make it public, you start by making it, it's like a communion with yourself when you say, I'm going to marry myself to this idea. I'm committed to it. When you say it out loud to another person, now it's another level, you know? And when you say it out loud on a recording, now it's a whole nother level. Now you're committed to that much more. And I've found there's great power in setting a date. And that sort of engages your mind, body, will, spirit into reaching that goal. And that's what we need is tangible goals. And if you're starting with very little, don't try to do all that, what I'm doing, you know, making a thumbnail and making it the right color and all that. You know, you don't have 10 years if that's all new to you. Start where, like Jim said, you know, in the corner of a parking lot with your cell phone and make that work. And that might even work better than some fancy video I might make just speaking from your heart. So each of us has a unique voice and value that the world really needs right now, because everybody's so shut off in so many ways. So I just wanted to say that one step at a time is how I learned all that stuff. And I didn't know any of the things I know when I started, and I didn't have the technology I have when I started. So you could do it too. I'm an old guy, you know, and set goals. So that's the two things I'll leave you with. And I think we're going to play next. We're going to do Crypt Rick up next. So let me replace the screen share. Crypt Rick, I had the joy of helping him out a little bit with this and being his interviewer. And Jerry also helped us with that. That was cool. So we'll play that next.
And it's Crypt Rick. I've been thinking. Rick, tell me a little bit about what got you thinking.
It's kind of funny because this is kind of a progression of many things that I've done. I would speak to people that were I was tattooing, and sometimes they would be in my chair for hours. And over the years, I started to realize that people have really interesting stories, and that they have knowledge is what they had, and they had experience, and they had wisdom on certain things. The more I did it, that's when I first started. Before radio or anything like that, I started doing video interviews on YouTube. And that was the whole premise, was I just wanted to get interesting people on my show on a wide variety of topics. I try to really let my guests do a lot of the talking. I try to kind of guide the conversation, or if I have a question, I'll ask them. I try to find guests that are really interesting. And I'm always down to listen and learn, and I'm always down to asking questions. If that's how it kind of spawned.
What has it become now?
I started doing one show about 3 years ago, and that was really cool because I listened to a couple of friends that I met over the internet on Revolution Radio, and they said, you might be good for radio. Like, have you thought about doing radio? I love radio. I grew up with radio. I was the little kid. I still remember sitting in front of the radio when I could and getting ready for school and stuff, and I would be listening to the radio and just wondering about what the DJ was like and who was he and all this. It was like this magical thing. And so I got a big love for radio still. And that's how the ball got rolling, was somebody recommended that I made to the staff at Revolution Radio to do a show. But I have to thank the people at Revolution Radio, the people who run it and own it. They were saying, all your interviews are quite long. Usually most of my interviews are two and a half hours, usually minimum 2 hours. And they said, you need to do a 2 hour show. Was me doing just one show a week. And then I started doing a second show and then finally doing a third show. So I basically doing 3 shows a week now at Revolution Radio Plus. And this is kind of really cool and exciting for me to share with you guys, is that about 2 months ago, I actually started working at a local radio station, like a real radio station that you tune in on your car and stuff, your home stereo and stuff. So basically doing radio now 4 days a week.
And that doesn't even count the One Great Work Warriors, right?
No. Yeah, that's totally separate. Yeah, as you guys know, I love doing that. And our weekly meetings, I look forward to them. And I still try to, I focus mostly on radio. I wish I could do more video interviews. And I do have some video interviews that I will be posting. I'm also on Rumble. So I'm easy to find. Crypt Rick's, I've been thinking you're going to find where I'm at, but I'm definitely on YouTube, my video interviews, and the interviews I can't play on YouTube for censorship reasons, you will find on Rumble. And then I have an archive of all my radio shows that I've been doing that I'm currently uploading, which there's a lot, 3 years worth, on multiple shows on Odyssey. And you can just find it all through Crypt Rick's, I've been thinking, on those platforms.
I think one thing that holds people back is all the technical aspects. Can you describe how you've gotten past all the obstacles of producing this stuff and getting it online and learning how to get on the radio and all that? Sounds complicated. How do you do it?
It's actually not that complicated. I thought so as well. It took a little learning, and I will tell people that, trust me, before I started doing this, I had zero, I was not tech savvy in the least. Like, I really wasn't. And so it was a learning process. Now, there was kind of I remember because I wanted to do the video interviews, I was asking people, like, how do I do it? I didn't know how to even start. And everybody kept telling me OBS. I'm like, what's OBS? You're talking to me. So what do? You go on the internet and or YouTube or whatever, and you start typing in and finding out what OBS is. So I ended up downloading that. And I've been very blessed on my journey because I have a lot of friends that have helped me along the way. I had to figure things out and make mistakes, still do, and got better as I went along. And then what really helped was I was blessed enough that I could take Mark Passio's How to Become the True Media class, which was a big help. That I learned so much about just computers, especially on how to get content out there, the different ways you can get your information out there. And that's something I want to tell people, is that there's many different ways you can get your information out. You may not want to do interviews like I do, but you might like doing presentations, shorts, you might like doing slides. It takes a little bit of a learning curve. You're going to have to spend a little time trying to figure things out. But as far as the programs I use currently is, like I said, OBS. If I'm doing a video interview or StreamYard, that seems to be a lot easier for me currently. They make it very simple to do video work and audio. And then for the radio station, they basically handle the majority of the work. So now Revolution Radio is at Discord, and that seems to be the best platform. It seems to be the one that's going to stick. I find for me, even Discord was it took a little getting used to for me. But once you figure it out, you really, you know, it's great. And I like that platform. So yeah,
practice makes perfect, right? What's the real purpose? What are you trying to do for people with all this work you're doing?
The guest I get, I find super interesting. And I think they get me thinking, to be honest. We get into a lot of objective morality. We talk about the occult. I talk a lot about natural laws people know and the spiritual side of things. And that's my goal, is to bring people, many different people on many different topics. I take so much of the advice that my guests bring to my show and I implement it. I start using it or trying it at least. And so that's my goal, is to bring the great work to people in different forms and different discussions, because I think it's important. I think I'm very passionate about this, as anyone knows, figuring out the great work and what's going on with our world and how we can improve it and get towards freedom and all the things that we want. That's my goal with the show and my guests that I get.
Hey, Rick, how do you stay consistent putting out a weekly radio show?
That is such a cool question, Jerry. And I want to tell people that the consistency, it takes work, but I can tell people what it takes to do what I do for radio and interviews, and what it takes is networking. It really does. There's so much networking that is involved in doing a weekly show, especially more than one day a week. When you're doing multiple shows, I can't tell you how many emails I send out or direct messages to people and stuff like that. So that is what I would say, Jerry, is that if you want to interview people and to keep the content really fresh and interesting, it's a lot of networking. That's the one thing that I don't think people realize, is that the behind the scenes, it's a lot of reaching out to people and not hearing back from them or trying to make it work. And with time zones and all of that, that is what it takes for me. It's tons of networking.
All right. Thanks, Rick. Chris, it was different, but very cool.
Yeah, I'm enjoying this. I really am, and especially listening to all of your guys, how you guys put your content out there and what goes into it. I'm really find that interesting, and I like it because it's showing people different ways to do things, and that is something that I think is super important, is to show people that. And so, and this is a great display of that. And showing people this, and during that little clip that I did of showing what I kind of do and kind of describe it with Chris, I want to thank Chris and Jerry for helping me with that, because I was trying to find some unique way of making what I do interesting, because I basically just, my guests do most of the work, and I'm just basically connecting with through Discord to the server, and then it's just basically my voice, I guess, is what I use. And so you guys did great helping me with that. Thank you so much. And during that, we were saying, I said that I just started at a local station, and I just found out from my editor, how time flies. I've actually done 17 shows, which is way over 2 months. So I've done 17 shows at this local station, which I was shocked when he told me the number. I didn't think, it just shows you how quick time goes by. And I was shocked even. I was like, I've done that many already on local, and going on 4 years now of radio, which I love so much. I just really love radio. And and you guys make great points. It was said, like, there's going to be a learning curve. And I said it during that little introduction of what I do, that when I first started, it was a learning curve. I only had a phone, very little tech knowledge at all. And I do know the first few
podcasts that I ever did are definitely done on my phone. And so it's, I love the way that Jim kind of touched on that and others that, you know, you can do this through a phone and stuff. There's going to be a learning curve for sure. And that's important to know. And the one thing that I noticed too is that so many people take in this information, and it was also said during this round table that there's an action step that most people don't take. And that's the most, to me, is one of the most important things. You're taking in all this information, but lacking this action step. And, you know, you're going to, there's, like I said, there's going to be a learning curve if you want to get into it. And I definitely had to do that. I was very blessed. As I said, to have great friends who kind of showed me the way. I could ask questions. And then I took Mark Passio's How to Become the True Media class, which was, as I said, a great big help too. And, but it just shows that if you have some determination and you really want to do it, you will figure it out. And I literally, that's how I had to do it. I just kind of asked questions and did my own research and tested things, and you're going to make mistakes. I still make tons of mistakes. So don't feel bad. And I would say, just, I don't want to talk too much longer, but I would say to everyone that you have to try different things to kind of find what suits you and what you are passionate about. And that is so important. I know that I've tried doing a presentation. I had never done a presentation before. I did one for Funnel. It's a great learning experience. I'm glad I did it, but it's not kind of what I want to do. There's people that I find do it way better, and it's something I'm not truly passionate about. But I did try different things, and that's what I hope people realize, is you have to be willing to try different things, at least to see if it fits. And there's so many different things you can do. You can do presentations. You can do writing books or blogs even. And if you're a musician, you can do it through your music. And if you like what we do, if you like doing interviews, or you want to do a podcast, or radio even, like what I like doing, those are all definitely possibilities as well. So it's so important to try different things and find what you are passionate about. I truly always say this on radio, everybody's got a unique gift they're good at. And the trick is to kind of incorporate this uniqueness about your, like this gift you have, and then to put out the great work in your own unique way. And that is so important. And it's going to keep you coming back and wanting to do it for a long time. So yeah, that's kind of what I want to wrap up with. I just really enjoy doing this work. I love radio, as I keep telling people, and it was a real actually learning experience for me listening to Chris and Jerry kind of interview me. I'm always the one asking the questions and doing the interviews. I've had the privilege of having all the warriors on my show and many other people doing the great work. And it's usually me asking the questions and them doing a lot of the teaching and talking. So it was different, Chris, to see me kind of on the hot seat. So, yeah, that's what I'd like to end with. So, and I would like to also say that I have to bring in, of course, our last warrior here that is going to be showing what he does, how he puts out his content and his art of the craft. And then I'm so proud to say that he's a friend of mine, as all the warriors are, and that is Brandon. So I'm looking forward to seeing how Brandon goes about doing what he does.
Okay, so this is a quick, simplified version of how I edit videos individually for all for the One Great Warriors. Just showing that I have two different timelines. I'm going to open up the first one in the Fusion page. I'm going to import a pre-installed composition that I've already created. A lot of this stuff I've pre-done because I use it, you know, over and over. So I just uploaded this pre-installed, composition into the Fusion page, and all I'm doing now is just pretty much lining up our video cameras, our, you know, webcams, because this is just like a pre-made template that's pre-done, and for each video I just, you know, bring it in. It just makes things more simpler, more easier for me to do the video editing. So all I have to do is just get all of our angles correct and just line everything up, and then just let DaVinci Resolve, he'll do the rest of the work. It's very simple and very easy. And again, this is already pre-done as a template that I created in DaVinci Resolve Fusion just to make pretty much how our previous, you know, recordings way more simpler. And again, just lining up, doing these last few touch-ups. It's so repetitive. You know, once you get it down, it's very simple. It's very easy. So, yeah, just lining up Jim's camera, you know, not trying to get it, you know, like I would normally do for the show, because this is a quick, simplified version. Then just going back into the edit page, just making sure that, you know, how that everything plays, that everything is lined up, making sure everything looks good. Again, simple and easy, quick. All right. Now, with this edit, I'm going to find the spot where I would normally, you know, make a cut. Going to do a simple cut. That way, you can add a simple transition, you know, a simple cross, a cross divide, a simple transition, you know, so make a smooth cut. Going to open up the right side in the Fusion page. I'm going to bring in another different, you know, Fusion composition. This is just a simple one person. You know, so when one person is talking, it can zoom in. This is how I set it up. I have a pre-made, you know, composition, just like the first composition that I talked about. These are already pre-made that I just bring into DaVinci Resolve Fusion, and it does all the magic, and it incorporates the two, and it gives me out this. So, hell, again, all I do is just line up the, line up the face cam. Simple and easy. Just line things up. And next, I'm going to bring in a little bit of Hell Effects to separate the background, you know, as we're talking. Going to make the one person image a little bit bigger. Always do a 1.2 zoom. Now I'm bringing in the effects on the left-hand side to bring in a little bit more shadow, a little bit more depth. Simple and easy. All right, now I'm going to be showing you how I insert a image or a JPEG. I'm going to just import media, you know, a simple file, simple image or video into the timeline, find it in your folder. Of course, bring it into the timeline. And I'm about to fail miserably about bringing in this, this transition. Gonna take me about 3 tries, but yeah, I always like to bring in a transition whenever I have a JPEG or image. Third time is a charm, and I don't like having static images, so I'm gonna turn on the dynamic zoom. That way, it'll zoom in as the picture is playing, as the video is playing. Of course, I always check my work, and bam. All right, and now we are going to render the final video. So we're going to, export it. So in DaVinci Resolve, I'm just going to start the pre-rendering process. And as you can see, with this blue line, it's just rendering the video. That way the final step will be much faster. And it is complete. As you can see, the blue line is finished. Going to click on export. I'm going to pick the format. Of course, this will be tailored toward your hardware, your operating system. Going to enable the use render cache images. And again, there's multiple software that you can use. This is just the one I use, hit Resolve. Going to click on Add Render Queue. course, pick a destination. Hit render all. Of course, if this was the, you know, like a royal edit, this would be much longer. Would have been way more time consuming. So this is just a short, brief video showing the process. All right. And yep, it's done. It's done. You can always go back. But of course, help, most important thing, if you use the render cache in DaVinci Resolve, go and delete all of those files afterwards. That way you aren't just using up space on your SSD. I wish it took me 8 minutes to edit all of our videos. It would be much simpler. Yeah, video editing is not something that I recommend for anyone to do, but it's just a skill that, that I saw. The one thing about me, if I see something as a weakness, then I'll will train that way. Like I don't see it as a weakness, it becomes a strength. So I never liked video editing, so kind of forced myself to do it. But some tips that I've learned, if you are going to do it, you want to look at it as much time consistency. So, you know, if you can be time efficient, then the easier it's going to be. And, of course, to learn your software. A lot of people don't fully grasp, you know, like everything that they can do. I know Chris knows this, you know, dealing with like these professional tools is you're not going to learn overnight, you know, just start off slow, you know, learn as you go, because, you know, things like, you know, Premiere Pro and, you know, have Resolve Studio, these are like professional tools that can do a lot of stuff. And with all the new updates and with all the new AI, you really don't need, you know, to sit there for like 4 hours to edit a video, because now they have AI that will literally edit most videos in less than 15 minutes. And you can edit most podcasts, you know, like in 15 minutes and stuff like that. So, you know, there's more than one ways to do it. There's like three different ways that I can edit a podcast and help DaVinci Resolve. Can literally help edit anyone's podcast. It's real simple. And again, it just comes down to your creativity, how much time you're willing to, you know, like freaking invest, and how much you really care. You know, because Lord knows I'm blessed when it comes to the hardware. I have a shit ton of hardware. It's the software, you know, that people seem to fail and not spending the time and actually sitting down, like spending, you know, hours upon hours and actually learning their software. Because it doesn't matter how good your hardware is, if you don't really fully grasp everything that the software can do, then you're not really going to, you know, like utilize when it comes to, you know, creating. Because the software is really, you know, like the creative outlet, because you can have all the ideas, you know, like in your mind. If you can't take those ideas, you know, from your mind and incorporate that into your software, then take the software, then use the hardware to create it, then you're not going to get very far. So you really have to sit down and learn, you know, how the software, and like fully dive deeply into these programs that we are using. And it takes time, it takes years. And that's what, you know, like I've experienced with DaVinci Resolve. So, you know, just do it out of the love and kindness of my heart. You know, I mean, you know, y'all heard me bitch and complain about editing these videos, but, you know, that's a sacrifice that I'm willing to do. And, you know, because I wouldn't change it for any other thing. It fucking sucks. You know, but it is what it is. Someone's got to fucking do it.
We sure appreciate your video editing, Brandon, all the skills you bring to the table, and all the advice and tips that you share with the rest of us. And like Kriprick said, networking is huge. You know, if you get to know people and you get your face out there in the community of other people doing similar work,
then you can ask them questions and they're going to talk to you because they're going to recognize your face. But if you're quiet and you're in the corner and you're not doing nothing, then no one's going to know who you are and it's going to be that much harder to get help. So you start doing by start doing and setting goals. So I hope all of our little art of the craft videos help you in your progress and process. And I really appreciate Jim and Jerry and Crypt Rick and Derek and Brandon for putting all the work forward and showing people how it's done to be warriors, you know, doing this through our busy lives and finding time to do this to help other people out. Much love all. We'll see you next week. Thanks for coming.